There is no blame upon women concerning their fathers, or their sons, or their brothers' sons, or their sisters' sons, or their women, or those their right hands possess. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is ever over all things witness. Indeed, Allah confers blessing upon the Prophet, and his angels ask him to do so. O you who have believed, ask Allah to confer blessing upon him, and ask Allah to grant him peace. Indeed, those who abuse Allah and his messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and the hereafter, and prepared for them a humiliating punishment. And those who harm believing men and believing women for something other than what they have earned, have certainly borne upon themselves a slander and manifest sin. O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to bring down over themselves part of their outer garments. That is more suitable that they will be known and not be abused. And ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. If the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is disease, and those who spread rumors in Al-Madina do not cease, we will surely incite you against them. Then they will not remain your neighbors therein except for a little. Accursed wherever they are found, being seized and massacred completely. This is the established way of Allah with those who passed on before, and you will not find in the way of Allah any change.